This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
How many lips does a horse have?
How many lips?
That's correct.
Lips does a horse have?
That's right.
How many lips? Is that what you said?
Yeah, lips.
That's right, lips.
All right, wait. This could be a joke here.
And welcome to Trivia Friday. I kind of want to find out how many lips that a horse has now. That's been so long ago, I forget the answer.
That cracks me up. To hear our president, Tim Wildman, to hear his reaction, that's just...
Lips? Did he say lips?
And a lot of you were able to meet Tim Wildman last night along with Dan Celia in Lafayette, Louisiana at the Faith Family and Finance Town Hall meeting, and there was a meeting in Pennsylvania, a town hall meeting, so our listeners got to meet some of the staff, and we love to crisscross the country and let people know about the mission and the ministry of American Family Association and American Family Radio.
Well, and that golden voice you're listening to is J.J. Jasper. I'm Ed Vitagliano, sitting in for Tim Wildman while he is on his way back home. We are also joined in studio by Kendra White.
Yes, it's great to be
this
here.
This is 2 weeks in a row, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. It is. I'm truly blessed to visit our class again. And yet, once more, I have been given some riddles by our esteemed Professor Tim Wildman. He
Wonderful.
Has equipped me with some great riddles.
Folks are really loving those riddles.
Mm-hmm.
I was privileged to speak at three different Valentine banquets, and the people were coming up talking about how they enjoyed Trivia Friday, and then the riddles came up. I was
yeah.
in
oh.
the Flowood, Mississippi, and a couple of people said, boy, we love those riddles.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah. Hey, and shout out to some new friends in Flowood, Mississippi, as well as Ripley, Mississippi, and... just the different banquets
yeah.
where I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Our listeners are the best.
Yeah, absolutely. We do love to see them when we get an opportunity. You get the chance, JJ, to go and speak at banquets and fundraisers fairly often.
Yes,
so
sir.
You got anything coming up?
I do. In 2 weeks, I'll be in Crossett, Arkansas, Life Choices Pregnancy Center, there at First Baptist Church in Crossett in the Family Life Center. It's Monday, March the 9th.
Good.
And then after that, Drew, Mississippi, Tyler, Texas, and Vandalia, Illinois. So a lot of upcoming travel.
So if folks want to find out where you're going to be exactly, if they're in those areas, they go to jjjasper.com?
Yes, and the calendar's there. Thank
All right.
you.
Have
Good.
Fun.
Good. All right. Well, it is Trivia Friday, which we also call
Learning University.
That's right. We're going to learn you a thing or two. So this is how we play this here game. Each of the three professors present has three questions. Quick, Kendra, how many
Nine.
Is that total? Okay.
Boom.
Boom.
I studied for this test.
You're ready. So we're going to make those public, and then we invite you to call in. The number to do so is 888-589-8840. That number again is 888-589-8840. You call in, you ask, answer, or do both. So you can answer one of our questions. You can ask us one of your own. We like it if you can do both when you get in. The only rule we have is that if you have called and gotten on the air with us in the last 2 months, we ask you to wait a week and let someone else get on. So we have an 8-week waiting period. JJ, we also have what's called a mystery question. Why don't you let our listeners know a little bit about that?
Yeah, one of these original 9 questions is a mystery question. If you answer the question correctly, and that's the operative word, if you answer the question correctly, you'll hear this sound. Ah, the beloved cowbell. And we're holding up the t-shirt that you'll win. You'll win a Learning University Trivia Friday t-shirt. Those of you watching on Facebook or on what are the other
YouTube.
Ways? On YouTube. How can they do that?
Well,
they can,
if you go to either Facebook or YouTube and search for Trivia Friday, for today's issues, you will just click through and you can actually watch the stream of the program. And Kendra really is the only one that's you know, has a face for television. Let's put it that way.
That's right.
JJ and I have a face for radio.
That's right. Well, anyway, you have a chance to win this t-shirt, or if you want one, if you just want to buy one outright,
yeah.
great-looking t-shirt, helps mm-hmm. the ministry. You can go to afastore.net afastore.net. Get yourself a Learning University t-shirt.
And those are $15 a piece. That will get you a t-shirt that is stain-proof, waterproof, and bulletproof. So
said no one ever.
Yeah, I like when you do that. False advertising on the show. All right, so I think I've got all the rules and regulations in. Again, 888-589-8840. As our guest, Professor Kendra, you start us off. I'll go next, JJ, and then we'll go to the phones.
Okay, riddle number one. What comes once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in 1,000 years? Question number two. I can be hot, I can be cold, I can run, and I can be still. I can be hard and I can be soft. What am I?
Good riddles.
Wow.
Question
I'm terrible
number
at these riddles.
My brain is like going everywhere just reading them, and I know the answers. Question number three. I have branches, sometimes a few, and other times hundreds, but I have no fruit, trunk, or leaves. What am I?
Wow. All right. Great.
You're not getting
riddles
this morning.
Great riddles.
All right. Here are my three questions. In an advertisement showing a watch, what is the most common time shown on the watch face?
Huh.
They actually have some psychology
Who
behind this.
Who took the time to
there
calculate
is,
it's
that?
It's the same. When you open up a catalog,
really?
You open up a flyer, and it's always set to the same time.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's some, and I'll explain the psychology behind that. All right, second question. You never want to get malware on your computer, okay? But the word malware is a blend of what two words? What two words do you put together to get that word malware? All right, third question. When a person has the heebie-jeebies, are they feeling hungry, sleepy, scared, or grouchy?
That is good.
Oh, I thought, I'm hoping it's not too easy. But
no, that's good.
When a person has the heebie-jeebies, are they feeling hungry, sleepy, scared, or grouchy? I think that's four of the dwarves on Snow White.
I think you're right, yeah.
All right,
that's
JJ.
Hysterical.
Here's what I've got. Spring training, spring baseball. So here's my baseball question. First question, what is the official brand of baseballs used in the major leagues?
Ooh, good question.
What is the official brand of baseballs used in the major leagues? Second question from the Bible, what woman of Jericho was spared when Joshua's men conquered the city?
Good.
What woman of Jericho was spared when Joshua's men conquered the city? Third question, true or false? This is a little bit lengthy. After her husband's death in 1881, Sarah Winchester of the Winchester Rifle, she inherited a fortune. She didn't use an architect and built a bizarre mansion with 7 floors, doors and stairs that led nowhere, 40 bedrooms, 20 without a door, 47 fireplaces that didn't work, and only 1 working toilet. Is that true or false?
Oh, my word.
So Sarah Winchester, her husband, who invented the rifle, he died. She was inherited this fortune, built a 7-floor mansion with 40 bedrooms, only 20 had a door, 47 fireplaces, none that worked, only 1 working bathroom. Is that true or false?
Wow, that is a great question.
The level of complexity that JJ puts into these true
yes.
or false questions, I'm telling
whether
you.
They're real,
whether they're real or not,
if I
they
just,
are
if that came out of my.
That's why you have a talent for those true false questions because I can never, and I don't know the answer
right,
to your question.
Right, you don't know the answer.
I can never decide whether that's a made up one or whether it's a real one because. Whether they're real or not, they're usually just as bizarre.
They're so bizarre.
Yes.
Right.
All right, so we're going to open up the phone lines. It is Trivia Friday here on February 21st. We go to Louisiana, and Sam is on the line. Sam, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning.
Hi, Sam, and we are also taking a national poll for our own research and understanding. We've been asking callers what their favorite ice cream flavor is. So, Sam, we want to know, what ice cream do you prefer?
Vanilla.
Right off the
Sam?
Bat.
Sam started us off. We've had 3 straight weeks of some of the strangest, most complicated kinds of ice cream flavors. Sam, right out of the
chute. I like a man vanilla. Who likes simple,
That's
clean
right.
flavor.
Vanilla ice cream. Good for you, Sam. All right, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I like to do both.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
The one about the moment in the second in 1,000 years.
Okay, wonderful.
Oh, the riddle. Okay.
Okay, the first riddle. What comes once in a minute, twice in a moment, but never in 1,000 years?
The letter M.
That is correct.
Nicely
oh,
done.
Man.
Wow.
Nicely
well
done.
Well done. The letter M is once in minute,
that's
twice
good,
in moment.
That's good, Sam. Way to that's, start us that, out.
Wow, that's great. So now, Sam, are you just good with riddles? Have you heard that before? Did you look it up?
I heard it before.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
All right.
What's your question for us?
How many seconds are in a year?
Oh, we've
done
had this before.
Yes.
So it's 12,
it's 12,
right? 12. 12.
January the 2nd, February the 2nd,
et cetera. No?
31,600,000.
Oh, you okay, turned that around.
Say the actual answer. So now we'll be prepared for.
Sam, it occurs to me that you can get us either way we go. If we for some strange reason know the number of millions of seconds, you go, nope, 12. that's slick, though. I mean, what did you say the number was when you add them all up?
All right. For a leap year, that's 31,622,400 seconds in a leap year.
I got to start doing more with my life. I got to quit saying I just don't have time.
Sam
just ruined that excuse.
That's right. When you look at all those seconds.
Well, give me a second, and I'm going to get started on that.
Yeah, give me a second, and I'll have 31,600,000. No.
Hey, Sam, thank you for starting us out. Thank you so much for listening to AFR. Have a great weekend.
That was excellent. Wow. He got us.
You can tell he listens to Trivia Friday.
I thought we had that figured out. All right. We go to Indiana, and Florence is on the line.
Hi, Florence. Welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi.
We would love to
know. I've been.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I tried to get in. Well, I got in January, and I haven't been able to get in since.
Well, we're glad that you are able to join us again. And we would love to know what your favorite ice cream flavor is.
I got two.
Oh, okay. We might push you a little bit, but let's hear them both first.
Okay, the one is Red Indian.
Red Indian. Now, what's in
Red
that?
Indian.
The
what?
Other one is, what?
What's in Red Indian ice cream?
It's the cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
It's a cinnamon.
Okay. Cinnamon ice cream.
Cinnamon.
I've never even heard of that.
No. And what's the other one?
And the other one is mint chocolate chip.
Ooh.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So you have to pick one. You have to pick which one's your absolute favorite. Okay.
Oh dear. I'll say Red Indian.
Okay.
All right, Red Indian.
You just wanted me to write something new on
very
the paper.
Very interesting.
I've never heard of that. Cinnamon ice cream. All right, Florence. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right, which question would you like to try to answer?
JJ's Bible question.
Here we go. What woman in Jericho was spared when Joshua's men conquered the city?
Rahab.
Congratulations.
Whoa! Hey.
Florence, you know what that sound means?
Yeah.
That means you can wear a brand new Trivia Friday t-shirt while you're eating some cinnamon ice cream. Congratulations.
Good.
We
thank you.
Do you wear t-shirts? Some people don't, you know, they don't ever dress down. They're never casual. Can you use a good t-shirt?
Well, no, not really. I got one.
Oh, you've got one. Okay. Well,
I got one.
If you'd like a second one, we will sure send it to you.
Well, let the next person answer it.
Oh, the next correct answer.
All she's right. going to pay it forward.
Pay it forward?
Great. That's very kind.
So, let's all try to remind ourselves, next correct answer gets a brand new Trivia Friday t-shirt, courtesy of Florence.
Well, Florence, what's your question for us?
It's a true and false.
Okay.
We're
ready.
I like my chances.
Did they have... hanging looking glasses for the women in the tabernacle, in the old tabernacle.
Did they have hanging looking glasses for women in the old tabernacle? All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves here, Florence, so don't say anything.
I don't remember reading that, but that sounds so bizarre. I'm going to say true, but it seems like I would have noticed that, you know, reading through there.
I think the women gave their looking glasses, and they gave a lot of their finery to have the temple made. I don't think it was turned into a looking glass, to my knowledge, but I think they
I've
used them.
I've got absolutely no
idea.
I'm
going to say true to the looking glass question.
Okay. And what are you saying, false?
I think false. I think they gave them, but they utilized them in another way.
Okay. All right. Florence, what say you?
I say true. They say false.
Well, it's 100% true.
Oh.
True. Okay.
Okay.
So, and where do you find that in Scripture?
I think in the... See, I'm blind and I can't see.
Okay.
And I read my Bible on CDs. But
I think
it's in about the last chapter of Leviticus.
Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll check that out.
Yeah, we'll check that out. Florence, thank you for listening to AFR, and thank you again for your kindness to pay it forward and give the next person that answers the question correctly, give them the T-shirt that you want. God bless you. Have a good weekend.
All right. That's always nice when our mm-hmm. folks...
By
the way, if somebody does win one and they want to, you know, give it to someone that they know, a wife or a husband or something, that's fine too. You don't have to pay it forward. But it's nice if you have one and you want to pay it forward. We appreciate that. And so will the next person who answers correctly. So we go to Tennessee. And Gary is on the line. Gary, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thanks. Glad to be in. This is the first time I've been able to get in.
Wonderful.
Okay,
well, Gary, you know what offers on the table if you've been listening, so you better pick a question that you feel confident about. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I'll do both. Florence actually answered the question I was going to answer, but I think I can try Kendra's second riddle.
Okay, wonderful. It is, I can be hot, I can be cold, I can run and I can be still. I can be hard and I can be soft. What am I?
I think it's water or a river.
That is correct.
Wow. Hey, wonderful.
We've had soft or hard water.
Okay,
and hot or
I get
cold.
That. All right.
Great job.
I thought it was a teenager or a cat.
Well, what is this? Hard. That when it got to hard, I thought, or it could be riddles. These riddles are hard.
Hey,
Gary, before we get to your question, we need to get your ice cream, your favorite ice cream. I think this is the last Friday we're doing this. We're doing it just for February, so it's a non-scientific poll. What's your favorite ice cream?
Mine is the combination of vanilla and orange sherbet, like the old creamsicles.
Oh, yeah.
Creamsicle.
I think we've got that on there somewhere.
I'm going to hunt it.
Okay.
I
remember as a kid at Disney World, it was the first time I got that. They had little cones you could get with that swirl in there.
Ooh.
Boy, that was
oh yeah,
favorite.
I like it.
And I think they had the push-up was a dreamsicle.
Yes.
And boy, that's good stuff.
Yeah.
That is.
Hey, Gary, what's your question for us?
Well, it's another biblical question. Who was Solomon's mother?
Solomon's mother was
Bathsheba.
Bathsheba.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bathsheba, yeah. Very good.
All right.
All right. Hey, Gary, stay on the line. They're going to get your shirt size and your address. And thanks to Florence, you got yourself a brand new Learning University T-shirt.
Outstanding. Thanks a lot. You guys be blessed today.
All right. Thank you. You too, brother. Appreciate that. All right. So paying it forward, Florence sends her T-shirt to Gary. And that's a blessing for him. All right, we go to Texas and Debness. I'm looking on the computer screen. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing this right. D-E-B. Debness. Okay. Well, Debness, welcome to Trivia Friday. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both, and I'm so excited to get on finally.
Wonderful.
I've tried forever, and I listen every Friday. I love this show. You guys are awesome. You're a hoot. I love you.
Oh, thank you.
What kind and encouraging
thank you,
words.
And in celebration of your kind words to us, we encourage you to go eat some ice cream. And so what kind would you get? What's your favorite ice cream?
I know this is kind of different. It's offbeat, but it is cream, and it is cold. It is vanilla frozen yogurt.
Oh, vanilla frozen yogurt. Okay.
We're going to put you down for that. Debness.
Very yummy.
Ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Which one do you want to answer?
How about the heebie-jeebies?
Okay. Here's my question. When a person has the heebie-jeebies, are they feeling hungry, sleepy, scared, or grouchy?
Scared.
Scared is correct.
Nice. Nice.
It's kind of spooky feeling. I got a bad feeling. I feel a little nervous. So.
And any idea where that started?
That is from the 1920s.
Uh-huh. Wow.
Really?
Yeah, I have a list of words from the 1920s that have kind of stayed in the lexicon, but they kind of started during the Roaring Twenties, and heebie-jeebies was one of them.
And when I think of who had the heebie-jeebies every single episode, it would be Rot-Row.
Right.
The what was that?
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo. Yes. And that bunch. Yeah, they always, the picture on the wall, the eyes would be watching them. And the,
follow them.
That's right. Hey, great job, Debness. What's your question for us?
Hey, I love words. My brother, he passed away in 2001. And Monday, his son got on and said, let's remember Dad by talking about all the words he made up, because he had a bunch of words.
How
he
fun.
Had his own unique
vocabulary.
Oh, I like that.
That's neat.
Oh, like horsesicle instead of hospital, and read the destructions.
Read the destructions.
I like that. Hey, he sounded like a real card, and we're sorry for your loss, Debness.
Oh, no. It was a long time ago, and the Lord has prepared me for lots of other things since then through that. So, I want to ask y'all a question. And so, of all the Lepidoptera, that's like flying things like moths and butterflies, there's a term for pupa, or separate from moths. Moths are a cocoon. But what is the pupa of a butterfly called?
Chrysalis?
Yeah, I think it's a chrysalis.
Chrysalis.
Yeah.
Oh, ding, 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 ding.
Yay.
Yeah. Yeah. We're ready to go on a walk to Emmaus now.
Right. What? So, yeah, I love it. I love it. It's very technical, but it's important to get that right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's not a costume.
Debness, thank you for listening. Mm-hmm. Have a wonderful weekend.
All right. Let's see. We've got, let's go ahead and reset our questions before the break. I think we can do this in the time we have remaining.
Okay. Well, I have had two answered, so I will add a few new riddles to the bunch. One that has yet to be answered. I have branches, sometimes a few, other times hundreds, but I have no fruit, trunk, or leaves. What am I? I weigh nothing. This is a new riddle. I weigh nothing, but you can still see me. If you put me in a bucket, I make the bucket lighter. What am I? And we'll add one more. Can you name three consecutive days without using the words Wednesday, Friday, or Sunday? Name three
good
consecutive
riddles.
Days.
Ooh, now on her riddle, I weigh nothing. I was hearing you do your impersonation of the Colonel Clink and all that bunch of you got to do that.
Hogan's,
for me. Yeah,
Hogan's
you,
Heroes.
Yeah, you got to do that for me.
Hogan. Oh, let's see. Sergeant Schultz.
Yeah.
You know, I can't really do him.
Can you not anymore?
Yeah. No. The
I know I, nothing.
I know. Yeah. I can't. I'm gonna have to work on that.
Okay.
So, all right. We'll have to study up for that.
Yeah. That's I'll have to go back and try to recall that. All right. I got two unanswered. I'll add one. In an advertisement showing a watch, what is the most common time shown on the watch face? Mm. This is, it's not every advertisement, but most of them, they have a psychological reason for doing that. Malware, the kind of thing you don't want on your computer. Malware is a blend of what two words? And I will add a question. Everyone knows the alter ego of Superman is Clark Kent. Who is the alter ego for Marvel's Wolverine?
Marvel fans
love Wolverine. So,
first question, what is the official brand of baseballs used in the major leagues? Second question, after her husband's death in 1881, Sarah Winchester built a house, a bizarre mansion, 7 floors, 40 bedrooms, 20 with no doors, stairs that led nowhere, 47 fireplaces that didn't work, and only one working toilet. Is that true or false? Then I'll add a new one. The vernal equinox is the beginning of what? The vernal equinox is the beginning of what? You know what I mean, vernal?
Vernal. All right, folks, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, there'll be more of Trivia Friday. We're going to learn you a thing or two. Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Kendra White, your professors, please come back.
On the next Today's Issues.
We appreciate hearing from you. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net.
I pastor a small church, so I have to have a full-time job on the side. When I try to feed the flock, y'all feed me, and I thank God for y'all.
If you want to watch the show live, you can go to Facebook or YouTube. Just type in Today's Issues, and you can also access the stories that we talk about.
Don't miss the next Today's Issues. Weekday mornings at 11 Eastern, 10 Central on American Family Radio.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Wildman, president of American Family Association and American Family Radio. Our June tour of Washington, D.C. and Mount Vernon is almost full. Then we've got our September trip coming up as well. And if you want to take advantage of that, we still have plenty of seats left on that one. That's September the 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th. Our itinerary is available online at spiritualheritagetours.com, spiritualheritagetours.com. We see as much as you can possibly see in the time we're in D.C. It's a very enjoyable trip. We have great food, great people from around the country, and we have Stephen McDowell of the Providence Foundation as our historian. So there are just very few tours, if any at all, like our tour of our nation's capital. So if you want to go, or on the Williamsburg-Jamestown-Yorktown trip, either one of those, just go to spiritualheritagetours.com, spiritualheritagetours.com.
Hello, Americans. I'm Todd Starnes with news and commentary next.
My name is Dr. Andrew Favich, and I teach microbiology here at Drew McConnell University. And so instead of trying to teach biology from this perspective that gives you this goo-to-you version of evolution, you get this perspective of this is who God is, this is who God has revealed himself to be, and he's revealed himself in nature, which is terribly exciting to study.
Hi, Todd Starnes here. Truett offers biblically-centered degree programs. Check out truett.edu/starnes. Former Vice President Joe Biden took some ugly cheap shots at talk radio host Rush Limbaugh during a CNN town hall meeting. Biden was upset because President Trump awarded America's Anchorman with the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Limbaugh recently announced he's suffering from lung cancer. The former vice president said Limbaugh did not understand the American code of decency and honor, said he belittled people. Well, let's be honest here. The former vice president is not exactly the poster child for decency or honor. Back in 2018, he called the president's supporters virulent dregs of society. In truth, Rush Limbaugh is a good and decent man, great patriot. He's raised tens of millions of dollars for charity. Joe Biden, on the other hand, is a self-serving politician. So, like Grandmother Starnes used to say, if you can't say something nice about a person, it's best just to hush up. I'm Todd Starnes.
Welcome back. Now, that's Hogan's Heroes. I sometimes just can't recall, like you'd ask me about Sergeant Schultz, I just can't recall how they sound and wind up sounding bizarre. So, but that was the Colonel Klink and, you know, Hogan and
right.
Sergeant Schultz.
Speaking of not being able to recall, I can't believe I'm going to tell on myself on national radio, but I went to Walmart yesterday. I came out in the parking lot and I couldn't find my truck.
Oh, no.
And I looked and I thought, man, I hope I'm not slipping because I remember it being right over here.
Yeah.
Well, I've had the same truck for 10 years, and I just traded last week.
Oh, no.
So I was looking for my white Chevy truck, and now I have a chocolate Chevy truck. So I talked to Joe Biden, and he said, I'm fine. He said, I'm not slipping.
In fact, you could run for president.
I could run for president.
You know what you need, JJ? My brother got my mom this for Christmas. It's called the Tile, where you put these tiles on anything you want, and it'll beep and on your phone navigate you to wherever it is.
Oh, really?
You can have one on your keys, one on your phone, one in your car.
Inside the car you can
have it? Yeah, you can just leave it in your car all the time. So if you can pull up on your app and go, oh, well, there it is.
That's
there it is.
Is that really a good idea, though? You're walking in the parking lot looking down at your phone.
Yeah, I'm getting closer. I'm getting closer.
Get run over.
Use with caution.
That right. You're not the only one to do that. I've if you're used to driving a particular car, and then like I've done this, I take my wife's car, and you go to park it in Walmart or someplace, and you're looking for the car you usually drive. And anyway, it's a whole thing that young people haven't yet encountered.
That's well, we were on a work trip with AFA, our American Family Studios division, recently, and I'm sitting in the car with another employee waiting for the rest of our team, and the car's running, and we're waiting for them to come grab a few things. All of a sudden, this random family gets in the van. They sit down, start buckling their seatbelts. They're ready to go.
And they're in your van?
We're in the back seat.
They're in the back seat?
Yeah, they got in the wrong vehicle.
And how funny.
Excuse us. He was so embarrassed. He didn't say anything. Oh, he just bolted out of there. And then
don't arrest me.
You should have said, boo. Well, what I do, I'll be at the airport, and I'll park, and I'll say, I'll get out. Oh, I better remember where I am. I'm on level 4. And space 47.
Right.
I can remember that because Heinz 57, that's
right.
10 away
Mine
from
is,
that.
Yeah.
And then I've got 4 or 5 layers to it. Then I go, oh, my word. My wife says, why don't you just take a picture?
Right. That's what
I keep forgetting that you can just take a picture of stuff.
Yeah.
There it is on your phone.
Yeah,
and then all you remember is something about ketchup and a unicorn.
Yeah,
I don't
exactly.
know where my car is.
It's one
you
of my think children,
you're going to remember.
One of my children's
know.
Birthday.
Yeah.
And then
but
minus the Heinz 57.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. It is Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano, J.J. Jasper, Kendra White, your professors. And we are going to go back to the phones. And we go to Michigan. And Isaac is on the phone. Welcome to Trivia Friday, Isaac.
Hi.
Isaac, you seem like a young man who loves ice cream. Do you enjoy ice cream?
Yeah.
Well, what is your favorite flavor?
Mint chocolate chip.
Ooh, good choice.
Way to go,
good.
Isaac. That's
good
mine.
Good choice.
That's mine. I love mint chocolate chip. All right, Isaac, you want to ask, answer, or do both there, brother?
Oh, ask.
All right, you want to ask, okay. All right, go ahead and ask your question, Isaac.
What's black, white, black, white, black, white, black, white, black, white, black?
Sounds like a penguin rolling down a stairs.
Or a zebra.
No.
A zebra rolling down the hill?
No.
Got a flash at the end.
A flash.
Was it flash at the end?
He said,
yeah.
And then flash.
Oh,
black,
then flash.
White, black.
All right,
black.
We're,
all right,
we're
you got
stumped.
Us, Isaac.
What is it?
A penguin rolling down the iceberg into the water.
Oh,
the water.
Okay.
Oh,
that's
splash.
Good.
Oh, splash. Splash.
Splash.
Yeah. Okay.
Good.
We're close.
That was excellent, Isaac. Good job. So you don't have a question that you want to answer from the ones we have, do you?
No, I don't have anything.
Okay. Have a good weekend. Tell your family. Thanks for listening to AFR.
All right.
Well, folks, I am happy to report that mint chocolate chip has taken the definitive lead.
Oh,
so, folks, if
really?
You have other opinions, you know,
and
call
will,
in now.
What we will do is our dean, Tim Wildman, will announce. Is he going to will he be on next Friday? Okay. Someone will announce the official results of our survey on the next Trivia Friday.
I have to confess, I never dreamed there were so many random,
yeah,
right.
Random flavors
Tackle
of ice cream
crunch.
That I've never ever heard in my entire life.
Yeah, these are and what surprised me at least is how many of these are named in a regional sense,
right.
Like a state
right.
has. Well, we had someone with a Buckeye something.
Buckeye
or other.
Classic.
Yeah, but yeah, so people.
Yeah,
have
when you
own.
Think you've heard of all the butter pecan, strawberry, then somebody gets on and says. Yeah, possum breath, whatever. You know, I mean,
yeah.
Some kind of what? You know,
yeah.
How have we never heard
it's
of this?
It's a big world to explore. I get excited hearing all those flavors.
I got to get out more.
How about have
a
travel
enough.
Show where you go around and you just try
Ooh.
Different types of ice cream?
Sign like me that. Up.
Yeah,
I'm ready.
Sign me up. All right, Arkansas and Gash is on the line. Gash, did I get your name right?
It's Gash.
Gash. Okay. All right. Apologize for that there, Gash. What's your favorite ice cream?
I don't have one.
Okay.
None. Okay.
All right.
Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Ask, answer.
All right. Which one you want to answer?
The one about the lady in her house.
Okay.
All right, good.
It's true or false, and here's the question. After her husband's death in 1881, Sarah Winchester inherited a fortune. She didn't use an architect and built a bizarre mansion with 7 floors, doors and stairs that led nowhere, 40 bedrooms, 20 without a door, 47 fireplaces that didn't work, and only 1 working toilet. Is that true or false?
It's true.
It is 100% true.
What?
What?
She inherited the equivalent, now think of 1881.
Yeah.
She inherited $543 million.
That's a lot of guns.
And she got half of the company, and her part from the company, along with this fortune, was $26,000 a day. A day.
In 1881?
No, in today's money.
Oh, okay.
But 1881, $26,000 a day. So she started to build a house. She started in 1884 and built on it continuously till 1922. She built on it for 38 years, and there were workers around the clock. But you know, she must have been, you know,
not right in the head.
Yeah, because she just had mazes and all those things that I had mentioned.
Wow.
And one bathroom.
One bathroom. Well, 13 bathrooms, but only one where the plumbing was connected.
Oh, my goodness.
47 fireplaces that didn't work. And when she died, they were going to sell her the house in an auction. And this is going to be, this is sad. The appraiser, I've got the exact quote here. The appraisers considered the house to be worthless due to the unfinished design and the impractical nature.
Wow.
Built on a house for 47 years. Let's see. No, 38 years.
That's so, a biblical. That's a sermon.
There's a sermon. Yeah. Well, wow. I actually heard Bob Goff share about the house at a recent thing, and I said, I got to look that up. That'd make a good true or false question.
Is it? Can you tour it now? Is it still in existence?
It's in San Jose, California. I think you can tour it, but I encourage you to Google that because I'm leaving out a whole lot of. She believed in ghosts. She went after her husband died. She went to a medium.
Oh,
they said you need to move out of your house, move out west. You're being haunted by everybody that ever got killed by a Winchester rifle.
My goodness.
So build you a house with lots and lots of rooms for these spirits.
Oh,
so she
wow.
had 40 bedrooms, 20 didn't even have a door. And so she lived her life believing in ghosts and being, you know, kind of apparently some real problems.
With that much money, you could have tried every one of these ice cream flavors
twice. Yes, you could have. Yes, you could have. Yeah, sad but bizarre story.
Hey, Gage, what's your question for us?
I don't have one.
Okay. All right, buddy. Have a great weekend.
All right. We'll go ahead and take one more call before we reset our questions. We go back to Michigan. I think this is the second time in Michigan. Sean is on the line. Sean, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, hello. Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
It's great to have you on, Sean. Tell us what your favorite flavor ice cream is.
You know, mint chocolate chip, but I'm going to go with vanilla bean.
Ooh.
Right. That's vanilla what I'm bean. Talking about.
Very specific in the bean and the vanilla flavor.
Breyers ice cream, you can get vanilla with the actual vanilla beans in there.
Yeah.
You can see those tiny little flicks.
Yeah.
Nice. Hey, Sean, I see where there's a whole lot of weather east of you. They're getting hammered. Washington, D.C., all across the Carolinas with some serious winter weather. What's it looking like in Michigan? What's the temperature there where you are?
Oh, I think it's probably about 20 right now, and it's sunny blue sky. Usually, ironically, that means it's colder because there's no cloud canopy to keep the heat in.
Right.
Hey, my question for you, since we're already talking about the weather, what is the difference between lake effect snow and regular snow?
Lake effect
yeah. snow. All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves. Sean, don't say anything just yet. We're going to discuss this.
I think lake effect, the simple answer, mm-hmm. I'm no meteorologist, mm-hmm. is when you have the wind going across the water, it's like a wind chill, but you know that's the way an air conditioner works. It's a breeze blowing across something cold. So then it, you know, it's colder than it normally would be. So that's that wind coming across, you know, the Great Lakes or wherever. And then when it hits that shore, buddy, you got a serious polar vortex.
Okay.
And I might not have explained it just right, Sean.
I'm good with that.
The wind blowing across the water.
Yes. Yes, it is. Hmm. Yes, it is. Another ironic thing about that is it's actually warmer in the winter near the water, near the lake. You go inland, actually like Minnesota, places like that, they might have worse snow maybe coming down from Canada, but that all that cold air blowing across the land is colder than what it is near the lake.
Right.
Okay. All right.
Good job, JJ.
Hey, do you want to answer one of ours, Sean?
Yeah. Let's see here. The malware.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Malware is this is something we want to avoid on our computers or other portable devices. Malware is a blend of what two words? What two words do you put together to get the word malware, Sean?
Malicious and software.
That is correct.
Oh, good job.
Malicious software. That's pretty clever. Malware.
There's the deal. Yep. A lot of people worry about getting that malware on their computers these days. I've been telling old lady, I don't want to get that coronavirus on my computer.
Have a good day.
All right.
Thank you, Sean.
All right. All right. Let's go. Let's go ahead and reset our questions. I wondered how long it was going to be before that guy would show up. All right. Go ahead, Kendra.
All right. What? Oh, we did that one. Let's see. I have branches, sometimes a few, other times hundreds, but I have no fruit, trunk, or leaves. What am I? Riddle two. I weigh nothing, but you can still see me. If you put me in a bucket, I make the bucket lighter. What am I?
Oh.
And riddle number three. Can you name three consecutive days without using the words Wednesday, Friday, or Sunday?
All right. Great. Here are my questions. I have one original question and two newer questions. In an advertisement showing a watch, what is the most common time shown on the watch face? Second question, everyone knows the alter ego of Superman is Clark Kent. Who is the alter ego for Marvel's Wolverine? A lot of you Marvel Comics fans will know the answer to that. And I'm going to add a true-false question. It's not going to be as good as JJ's true-false question, but here's one for you. The pineapple plant originated in Hawaii. Is that true or false?
Good question. Here's what I've got. First question, what is the official brand of baseballs used in the major leagues? Second question, the vernal equinox is the beginning of what? The vernal equinox is the beginning of what? And then I'll add one. In 1995, who became the first Republican Speaker of the House in 40 years? In 1995, who became the first Republican Speaker of the House in 40 years?
That's a great question. Excellent. All right. We go back to the phones. We go to Ohio, and Tommy is on the line. Tommy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Tommy, are you with us?
Hey, Tommy, you'll want to turn your radio down. There's a delay, and it's going to mess you up. So turn that radio down, and we're glad you're on the air.
I got it. How you doing there, guys?
Good.
We are doing well. And Tommy, we would love to know what your favorite flavor ice cream is.
I love chocolate, but it doesn't like me.
Okay. One vote, chocolate.
But I could tear up banana splits. They don't like me either.
Okay. Oh, all right.
That's funny. Hey, Tommy, ask, answer, or do both?
I'll try to do both.
Which one you want to answer?
The baseball one.
Hmm.
What is the official brand of baseballs used in the major leagues?
I think sometimes that I know everything, but I'm not really sure about this. Is it Rawlings?
Rawlings.
All right.
Yes, sir. Wow. Nice job.
I would have guessed Spalding, but...
See, that's what I would have guessed, Spalding or yeah. Rawlings or yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
Good.
Hey, what's your question for us, Tommy?
Yeah, I'm an old fan of the Big Red Machine, so I grew up knowing baseball.
Yes, sir, with Pete Rose and all those guys there from Cincinnati. What's Well, we're a big baseball family as well. What's your question for us?
Well, this is a question that maybe you can answer for me too. But who would be responsible for arresting Nancy Pelosi for tearing up the State of the Union address?
Oh, I heard a lot of discussion about that after the State of the Union. I don't think anybody.
I'm going to say Barney Fife. I'm just going to go out there
send
and
him
just
in there.
Barney Fife, throw that out there,
or a citizen's arrest or something. I understand what you're getting at. I think there was a lot of question about whether or not that was an official copy or just her copy. So I don't think she would ever get arrested for doing that.
Is that a sergeant of the arms kind of a thing, or the FBI? Who? Yeah.
Well, I frankly don't know. Yeah. I don't know if it's against the law or against right. You know, their rules or regulations. So do you have an answer for that, Tommy?
Well, I would say that somebody like the Attorney General has got to get control of this government, because all of these people are lying. They lie through their teeth, and it's terrible. It's hurting our country terribly.
Wait a minute. Politicians lying? I am shocked.
Say what?
Tommy?
Hey, Tommy, we all share your concerns with the state of governance in this country, and, you know, the state of morality, things coming out of Hollywood. And we encourage people to that's why we encourage everyone at the end of our program today to go to church, get in the Word of God, and seek God's will for their lives, and turn all of us to repentance. So we certainly understand your concerns about
it. And they were wanting to give President Trump's elderly friend 9 years for lying. And then Peter Strzok and Adam Schiff and all of those people that they've caught over and over and over in lies, in their own words,
right.
And they just walk free, but they want to give him the fellow's name.
Roger
Stone, 9 years. And, you know, and they swooped into his house with helicopters and tanks and everything for a guy who had no record.
Yeah.
Well, there is a righteous judge who sees and knows all.
That's right.
And in the midst of all of that, that's encouraging to know.
Good word.
That's right.
Thanks, Tommy.
Thank you, Tommy. All right, let's continue on. We go to Louisiana, and Stacy is on the line. Stacy, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Well, good morning.
Good morning to you, Stacy.
Stacy, I would love to know what your favorite ice cream flavor is.
Okay. So here in Louisiana, we have Bluebell ice cream.
Ooh, that's the best.
And good brand.
They have this flavor called camo and cream, and I'm wearing my camo today.
It's called camo and cream.
Camo and cream?
Yes, it is Creole cream cheese, pistachio, and chocolate swirl to make a camouflage pattern.
Oh, goodness.
And it is like stupendous. It is the most wonderful ice cream. And because I liked it so much, they stopped making it.
No!
The episodes of the shows that you like, and they're the best shows on TV, and it's the rare ones that are really clean. And then after a few episodes, they're gone. You're like, what?
Yeah.
This is the one we love.
You're afraid to trust again after something
so
like that.
My ulterior motive to calling was maybe somebody from Bluebell is listening. And
that sounds like a great flavor. And my mom, her favorite ice cream was pistachio. So we grew up, trying to steal some of her ice cream when ours was gone. So adding some chocolate to that sounds great.
Stacy, here's my recipe.
The Creole cream cheese is what makes it.
That's killer.
Well, here's my recipe for happiness for you there in Louisiana. Get you a crackling fire, have your camo on, be eating the camo ice cream while you're watching an episode of Duck Dynasty. There you go. There's a nice weekend
That is.
Yeah, we've graduated to Meat Eater. We do still watch our Duck Dynasty. I like watching Phil on his individual show now.
Good.
Okay. But anyway.
Well, listen, ask, answer, or do both on the show.
Okay, can I answer two?
No, ma'am, just one.
Just one.
I can only answer one. Oh, okay. Well, I know the alter ego, so I know that one 100% for sure. So I'm going to answer the 3 days of the week without using Wednesday,
That was,
yes, ma'am.
Wow, I'm interested in this answer. Yeah. Okay. I don't know this. Right, ask the question again.
Can you name three consecutive days without using the words Wednesday, Friday, or Sunday?
It would be yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
That is
correct. Nicely
great
done,
Stacy.
That's why I'm so bad at riddles. They're so tricky.
Nicely done. What's your question for us, Stacy?
I guess it's a question that me and my husband were asking each other yesterday in our Bible study. We were reading about Joseph and when his father Jacob came out of Canaan into Egypt, when, you know, Joseph had the dreams and he became very powerful. And, you know, when they had the famine, before the famine started, all the Egyptians had to bring in a portion of their grains to be stored up. And then when the famine came through, then they were distributed the grains back. And we were discussing this. It said that when they didn't have any more money, then they were to bring their livestock. And when they didn't have any more livestock, they gave their lands. And my question is if it was already in Egypt, whose land were they taking? Were they taking the Canaanites' land? Or what land were they taking?
I just read that, and it sounds like it was the land that they owned. They owned their land because just what you said, they paid for the grain. Then they said, hey, we don't have any. We're going to die. We'll bring your livestock. Well, now we don't have anything to farm with. We don't have anything. Will you give us some seed to plant? And so they said, you know, we have nothing. Our land, we're yours to be your slaves. Mm-hmm. So then they said, okay, we will take your land. It was their land. But here's what we're going to do. Joseph was merciful. We're going to give you a fifth back. So you take and farm, give four parts to the Pharaoh, but you keep one for yourself to feed your family and then to have some seed to replant.
Okay.
So they didn't take other Egyptians' land. They took the land from the Canaanites.
Well, it seems like it was a land.
Originally Egypt.
It seems like it was the land that they were living on, which would be in Egypt.
In Egypt.
Because they said that's who was mm-hmm. coming to them, were the people right there in Egypt, if I'm reading it right. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Stacy.
Okay, appreciate that. All right, let's see. I'll tell you what, we are coming up on one more break. Do you think we can get our let's go ahead and try and get our questions reset.
Okay, I have two riddles remaining. I have branches. I have branches, sometimes a few, others hundreds. Let's try this again. Blah, 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 blah. I have branches, sometimes a few, other times hundreds, but I have no fruit, trunk, or leaves. What am I?
That's what they told me I was on Ancestry.com. They give that same description, said your family's all goofed up.
Also, I weigh nothing, but you can still see me. If you put me in a bucket, I make the bucket lighter. What am I?
All right, my questions. In an advertisement showing a watch, what is the most common time shown on the watch face? Second question, everyone knows the alter ego of Superman is Clark Kent. Who is the alter ego for Marvel's Wolverine? And a true-false question, the pineapple plant originated in Hawaii. Is that true or false?
The vernal equinox is the beginning of what? The vernal equinox is the beginning of what? Second question, in 1995, who became the first Republican Speaker of the House in 40 years?
Good questions.
All right, folks, we're going to take a five-minute break for news. You are listening to Trivia Friday, also known as...
Learning University.
We will be back. Class will be back in session after a five-minute break. Yeah, go down, get a drink of water, go get something from the snack machine, get a sandwich and come back. And class will be back in session. We'll be back in 5 minutes.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.